Your question.
Thank you so much. My name is Dr. Joyce Moriku Kaduchu. I am the Minister of State for Primary Healthcare in Uganda. And I'm so happy that the summit has brought on board this very important topic that we speak about, the mental health, because this is one aspect of health that has been ignored for quite a long time, for a long period of time. But I'm so happy that my country, as we all know, is one of the countries that is hosting a huge population of Uganda, of refugees in Uganda. And as far as issues of mental health is concerned, I want to make this categorically clear. Indeed, it is true, mental health care and management is a big challenge. But given the fact that one of the key priority in terms of strengthening the system is looking at the policy matters, policy review. And as for Uganda, the policy that we have has gone ahead to look at integrating mental health care into primary health care setting. And this does not put really weakening the system, but it puts much less strain on the system, but it has been proven to help reduce matters of managing and caring for mental health, because up to the lower level, we've got human resource for health that have been trained, as somebody has said, the psychiatric clinical officers, the psychiatric nurses, and the community component that has been trained to help handle the issues of mental health in terms of referral from lower level to upper level. I want to say one of the key challenges or barrier to management has been constraint of finance and funds. This is one of the care that has attracted less funding in terms of the treatment care and building capacity of the personnel. But now that it has come to this level, I believe it is everybody's responsibility to ensure that we really bring this high on the agenda, and we look at it as one of the critical aspects of health, especially in the refugees and the host community. And I'm happy that health has gone ahead to integrate it, as the WHO director said, into up to the lower level for universal health coverage. But education probably could also look at integrating some of the curriculum which is more related to mental health into the existing curriculum, because some of these problems starts right from childhood. The children are traumatized, they have gone through a lot of stress that needs to be handled by all sectors, being health, being education, so that collectively we should be able to achieve. But as Uganda, we've gone ahead really to do quite a lot in terms of supporting both the refugees and the host community in areas of mental health.
Thank you very much. Well done, Uganda.